Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
What direction do you think guys... Well, fuck me. I can't read today, apparently. What direction do you guys think WWE has to take in order to be exciting again?
Stop with the authority.
Yeah.
Stop with the authority. It's killing all interest.
Stop with 3 hours.
Yeah, really. Stop with 3 hours. Stop with the same, like... heel stable dominating everything and being terrible for about 2 years now. Stop doing that.
The authority always wins is a tagline that is way too true and way too boring.
Yep.
It's just not interesting.
That backs up my point of how when the villain never loses, like Brock Lesnar,
yeah,
it gets boring.
Yeah.
And that's... you can say, like, the authority like lost their power at Survivor Series, but that's barely any amount of time when it comes to wrestling.
Yeah, they got it right back.
Like, weeks after.
Yeah, literally just weeks. Not, you can't even measure it in months.
Exactly, and it's god-awful, because if I wanted to watch the same, like, stagnant shit every week, hell, I would just watch Raw.
I would watch TNA.
I would just watch Raw. Or TNA. But then again, TNA is,
because Raw,
like...
has things. There are bits and pieces of Raw that are like, that could be really good. This could be cool. That just is cool.
Specifically three things. Three things on Raw right now are very good.
Yeah. The rest of it is authority bullshit.
Yep, and meaningless matches that don't amount to anything.
And it's just so repetitive. Like, the authority's back again. I thought with this Rollins thing they were going to be done with it, and Rollins was kind of just going to break it up from the inside. Nope, they're back again. So,
and you get the same matches on TV all the time as well, like Ziggler, Sheamus.
Yeah.
I feel like something radical. Like, you can come up with different storylines, but I think the presentation has to change. If
they're going to
draw in new people or cause a new boom or whatever, like, it has to be completely different.
And that's why I say,
like, I don't know, just make it like Total Divas, but with matches or something, that just the way it's presented is different. The same old boring like interviews and it just doesn't really work anymore. It's just, I don't know, it doesn't seem realistic.
No, but it does.
Yeah, you have all these people that when they go on podcasts or they're on reality shows or they do other shows on the network, they're infinitely more interesting. But for some reason, when they're on Raw, they can't be what they were on these other shows.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I watched Swerved. I don't know if either of you saw Swerved.
Oh, yeah, but... I saw the first episode.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, fuck me, this is brilliant.
This is a great show.
I'm infinitely more entertained with half an hour of this than I have ever been watching Raw.
Xavier Woods plotting his revenge on Hornswoggle and Renee Young is amazing.
Literally, Xavier Woods pouring cheese on the Hornswoggle is far more entertaining than...
And then he, like, points a threatening finger at Renee Young, and it's like, you're not safe yet.
Yeah.
So much better.
Like, electric chairs, yeah. Kane, no.
Yeah, it's so... Oh, God. It's just all these people...
Oh, that's another thing as well. All of the stars they have are so... so bland and boring.
Yep.
Like, John Cena has gotten better this year, and to be quite honest, at this point of the year, he's a candidate for Wrestler of the Year. Like, he's putting on some of the best stuff he's ever put on, and he's giving spotlights to people like Kevin Owens who need them. But then you have Kane, Big Show, Randy Orton, and it's like,
if you need more younger guys. If this was the Attitude Era, Kevin Owens would have just powerbombed Kane through a table and ended his career.
Yeah, and here's...
and they would have gone with the new guys.
And here's the thing, Brooks just said, like, you need younger guys. There's tons of them. You have Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, Bray Wyatt, Kevin Owens. But they're not getting half the spotlight that Kane is. And that's a crime.
And it's also a thing where, like... especially with Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns specifically, if you don't treat the young guys and put them in a good position where people don't hate them, like, vehemently hate them, like, you have to book them well, for God's sake.
Right.
The booking is half of the problem with some of these guys, because it's like, Bray Wyatt, one of my favorite characters, but not great when it comes to feuds.
Right.
Because he loses, like, a lot. Important matches in the big feuds, but he wins all of the time in the lower key feuds. Well, that should be the other way around.
The biggest feud that he's won was against Dean Ambrose. He just straight
Daniel
up won.
Daniel Bryan as well.
He only really had one match with Bryan.
And he kicked his fucking ass.
Yeah, he beat Daniel Bryan clean. That was big. And then he beat Dean Ambrose in a big feud. Then he lost to The Undertaker. And then he followed up with a feud with Ryback.
And that went nowhere. I'm pretty sure he won it, though.
Yeah, he won it, but it's like no one gave a shit. And then Ryback went on to be Intercontinental Champion. And
anyway,
Wyatt did nothing.
And now he's in a feud with Reigns, and it's like...
About how he did nothing. So they could redeem a little bit of it with this feud if they continue to do it well. Because so far, it's actually been pretty good.
Yeah, and an example of good booking is with Kevin Owens. He beat John Cena clean in his debut, which is infinitely more amazing than...
Like, just having a good match with him.
Yeah, and he's had multiple good matches with him. He had both of the matches that they've had have been very, very good. Second one... better than the first. I'm very excited about their match at Battleground because I genuinely believe with my heart that Kevin Owens will be United States champion.
I hope he is. I really hope he is.
Because he's going to lose the NXT title at Tokyo.
Right.
So why not give him that belt? John Cena's had it for long enough.
Yeah, he's had it since WrestleMania.
And he's kind of raised the prestige with it. Like I said, this is the best work he's done in years.
He stopped doing his open challenges, so...
Well, only when Kevin Owens came out.
Yeah, but he has stopped doing it. I mean, that's been like two, almost 3 months now. So...
But the main point being, like, get rid of the stale people and get rid of the stuff that we've already seen a million times over and just do something different. Like, I like... Keelan suggested it, like, forever ago, but have a league system, like, with points and stuff. Like, number one contenders are determined via rankings.
Yeah, do actual rankings.
Lose a match, you lose a point. Win a match, gain a point. Like,
it's like the one good idea TNA had with the Bound for Glory series.
Yeah, and they kind of, I think they're doing that now with their number one contenders. Like, they rank them somehow as a top five.
But do actual rankings that make sense instead of, oh, he's number one contender now. Why? I don't know. He did a thing.
Also, matches are boring and have no reason for happening other than a match is happening. Like, why is Dolph Ziggler fighting with Adam Rose? Why?
Because they both have girlfriends.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing. Like, they've never defined, or not in the past 15 years, what people are actually doing there. Why are they there? What are they doing? Is this a sport? What are they getting out of it?
If they're not fighting for a title, or if there's like no actual reason for them to fight and they're just fighting because they're fighting, that's dumb. They should have a reason for fighting, at least, other than being told you're fighting each other. Why? You've got time to kill.
If they introduce a ranking system and do that points thing that you were just saying, then every match would kind of mean something. It's like, I want to win this match so I can move up in the rankings. Boom! Every match has meaning immediately now.
And like, exactly. When it comes to like the end of the season or whatever, where it's all like the top contenders are all kind of close, all the matches start to mean even more. People will cheat to get a leg up and it will all come to a head. Then you can have like WrestleMania or something.
Well, with WrestleMania, it's weird because you have the Royal Rumble, so the rankings won't mean anything because whoever wins that Battle Royal just is number one contender now. But
well, they still maybe have a thing where like the top 20 or top 30 ranked people are in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, stop putting Zack Ryder and Heath Slater in the Royal Rumble, please. And Diego and Fernando, you know, like...
And El Torito.
Stop doing that. Just stop doing that. Stop putting
Kevin Nash.
Stop putting tag team members in the goddamn Royal Rumble.
Yeah, that's always bothered me. It's like, it's clear that you're meant to believe, at least one of these guys, you're meant to believe that Darren Young could win the Royal Rumble and go to WrestleMania, but he won't, because he's in a tag team.
Yeah.
And he's not a main eventer.
Unless Titus O'Neil is simultaneously in a feud for the championship while Darren Young's in the Royal Rumble, there's no way he's winning it.
Precisely. You know what I want to see a year of WWE programming where a random person wins the Royal Rumble, because that's what the odds would be. A match where there's no pinfall until the three count, or, you know, there's lots of ones but no twos. Like, just do everything opposite of what you'd expect.
Stop doing the tropes, basically.
But then again...
Because when these things first happened, they were exciting because they'd never happened before. But now they just do them over and over. There's no base level for them to go back to. Like, when these things happen, they're supposed to mean something. But if they happen every frigging week, then it's not shocking. So, oh, the referee got knocked down. He gets knocked down every fucking match.
Yeah, he gets knocked down and he lays there for 5 minutes.
But when Keelan
I was going to say, another big problem is that they aren't loyal to their characters and they forget what their characters are. Biggest example lately being Lana.
Right.
Like, you can read an article on Supla.com, and I know I've said this before, Ellie wrote it, and it's like, Lana has basically gone from a headstrong, like, strong-willed woman to being Dolph Ziggler's pincushion, and it's never been explained why, it's never been given a good reason other than Rusev is a bad man. It's like, what? Why are you with Dolph?
Because he's
what
cute.
What is the point? No, fuck that.
No, yeah, fuck that. It's just that's their reason.
Yeah, and it's like, just be, have consistent characters, and with that, have consistent booking.
Right.
Like, that just hurts the product, because it's like, well, why does this matter?
Do they think that we're stupid, or are they stupid?
Both. It's a very dangerous mix of both. Yeah. And it's like, new match types aren't that difficult to think of. You put them in your video games, for fuck's sake.
Right.
Do that in real life.
No, another steel cage match.
Have a championship scramble. Have a six-pack challenge. No, you're going to have a first blood match? No, you can't even do that anymore.
Do the six-man Hell in a Cell like you did at that Armageddon. That was so cool.
That was really cool.
Or anything other than another goddamn fucking...
steel cage match.
Ugh.
And it's not even that. You can have creative finishes with steel cage matches. Remember JBL versus the Big Show?
Yeah.
In a steel cage where JBL got chokeslammed through the ring, and everyone thought Big Show won when he walked out the door, but no, JBL crawled out from under the ring, so he won.
Yeah.
Do you remember when, was that the one where they had barbed wire?
I think so.
That was so random.
But it was different, and it was good, kind of.
I think they have a stigma against, let's get creative, because sometimes you end up with a Punjabi prison match.
Well... yeah, but...
or,
yeah.
Or the contract on a pole. Stop putting things on poles!
Yeah, really, they did that recently, didn't they?
Yeah, with Cena and Ambrose.
Yeah, it's like, why is it on a pole?
Because they couldn't think of anything else. Didn't have enough time to set up a ladder match.
One thing I never understood is weapon on a pole match.
Yeah.
Weapons are always kept under the ring. Why not just go... under the ring.
You know what the stupidest example was?
What?
It wasn't even on a pole. It was Triple H and Kevin Nash with a sledgehammer ladder match.
Mm-hmm.
You get the sledgehammer. The match isn't over. It's just now you can use the sledgehammer.
Just beat the shit out of him with a ladder.
The match could have potentially ended without anyone getting the sledgehammer. Because it was,
well,
it was just
anybody
another...
remember...
he would have done if it was 2K15. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Do you remember Judy Bagwell on a crane match?
No.
Oh my fucking god.
Buff Bagwell's mum was on a crane. I think they were supposed to put her on a pole, but you can't just put someone on a pole. So she was like standing on a pallet on a crane, if I remember rightly.
Would you have to climb up like King Kong and just grab her?
Firing at you? I don't remember. But I think Scott Steiner was involved.
Oh, of course he was.
Well, if a Bagwell was involved, I'm sure a Steiner was involved with it.
I was watching Scott Steiner promos earlier today, and I was forcing Ellie to watch the mathematics promo.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, and it's like, this is the greatest shit ever, right? And she's like, eh.
No!
What I don't get, what I hate about people's opinions on Scott Steiner is when people think that he's just stupid.
He's a genius.
No, that's a shtick, and it's fucking amazing.
Oh, he went to a highly educated university, so whenever he's in front of some white redneck trash, he's got to dumb himself down.
Exactly.
Remember?
White trash and rednecks.
The following match, skip one fall. Introduction first.
Hailing from Dunkin' Donuts.
Can't even say their fucking names. Awesome Kong. The Kong Vrach.
Scott Snyder's the best. I can almost quote that mathematics promo.
Tell your story walking, bitch.
They should do that with WWE.
They should fucking do that with WWE. Remember that one episode of TNA where the Main Event Mafia just took over? Like, they were on announcing duties, they were on commentary duties, and you had Borash selling t-shirts in the crowd?
Yeah.
Like, that was stupid, but it was hilariously stupid. I'm not saying WWE should have a faction again, because it's a very 50-50 chance that they fuck it up and it goes well. Like, look at Nexus and look at S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
Like, there's obviously a very big, like, field of error they can go through, but just do something like that. Change up the commentary. Change up the ring announcer. Give it a different feel.
Here's the thing, that going back to the original question, just have a couple of people whose job, all they do is logic. So they get given a script and they say, that doesn't really make sense, but if we do it this way, then it will make logical sense. And just do that for everything. Like, why is this guy, I don't know, I can't even think, but just some example, like, why is this guy running over this guy? Well, where did he get this car? And you just put in the things that explain things. Why is this guy here? Why is that happening?
That is very true, but at the same time, you can't have that be a thing and also have characters like The Undertaker and Kane and Bray Wyatt.
The thing. If you can establish that these characters exist and they just exist, that's it. Then you'd go with logic from there.
But the thing with The Undertaker shouldn't be this guy is dead. It should be the announcers going, how does he pull this off? You know, is this guy, what's his deal?
Is he
and every so, every so often hint that it's mind games or whatever. When he did that feud with CM Punk, I really wanted CM Punk to say, like, I don't buy all your parlor tricks. It's a bunch of baloney. And I wanted him to expose him, sort of like maybe Undertaker has somebody in the back who does his lighting and he's figured that out, or he's got some
Vince. No, just pour the urn on him. Just do that.
And even if the explanations aren't there, just have the announcers, like anyone at home, going, I don't understand how this is happening. Like, what's he doing? Has he made a deal with some guy? Like, I don't know.
It's like, this is why it doesn't work. It's because WWE are in this weird limbo where they're not quite, like, 100% real, but they're not completely off the wall like Lucha Underground, where it's 100% fictional.
Right.
We're in the weird limbo where it's both, and you have Sheamus joyriding Alberto Del Rio's car and shitting in it because he ate Mexican food. And then you have Bray Wyatt doing Bray Wyatt stuff, and it's like, what am I meant to believe is possible in this universe and what isn't? Bearing in mind, like, we've seen Paul Bearer, for example. We've seen him quote-unquote die on TV, and we've actually seen Owen Hart die on TV. It's like, what is real and what isn't? It's a line that needs to be clarified, and that way you can enjoy it more easily.
Yeah, I just think they could do more to make what is ridiculous be more realistic, because they just don't think about it.
Yeah, it's the same thing with the whole losing track of what character is what. It's like, they just don't have a consistency about them, and that's the biggest problem. It's inconsistent, and it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So how can we make it better? Just put Scott Steiner everywhere.
Yeah, just put
Steiner. Hire us. We'll fix it.
Yeah, exactly.
If we booked Raw, it would get so crazy.
How would you book a 2-hour Raw? Because fuck 3 hours. Final thing before we go off the air. How would you book a 2-hour Raw?
Oh, jeez. I don't know. Are we going with current storylines?
No. Just fresh storylines that are happening. It's just been WrestleMania. What's happening now?
Oh, so we go off of WrestleMania 31 and start from there.
WrestleMania 32. Just fictionalize a WrestleMania thing, not a whole card, just big events, and work your way from there. 2-hour Raw.
All right, so by then I'd assume, let's say, who's champ? Do we go with Roman Reigns or Sheamus or Ambrose or Rollins still? I don't know.
Let's say Roman Reigns.
Okay, so I'd say Sheamus probably hasn't cashed in yet, right? So,
right.
Let's say he just came off of a match with, I don't know, Rollins or Lesnar. Probably rematch with Lesnar after he took it from Rollins, had a little feud with him. So WrestleMania was a rematch. He won that. So
twice in a lifetime.
Well, they never said the first one was going to be once in a lifetime. So
I know,
get away
I know.
With that.
It's just funny.
But this one actually ended. Reigns won. He had a little in-ring celebration with Ambrose, I guess.
Ambrose and the Usos.
And the Usos, yeah. Yeah, sure. So he comes out first. And he's probably celebrating in the ring. People probably like him by now, because even now the crowds are starting to get behind him a little bit.
Well, this is your fantasy, so you can say anything goes. Crowd likes him.
I'd say while he's celebrating, Sheamus comes out, but he doesn't cash in. He just reminds him that he's there with the briefcase to, like, basically ruin his fun. Because yeah. Sheamus is just a jerk like that. Yeah. So he's just there to ruin the fun. And
let's just chip in with this whole thing, because if we all do this, we'll be here forever. So
yeah, yeah, please.
Let's just put forward ideas.
Add in your thoughts as I go, please.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd say Sheamus gets in the ring, gets in his face, and Ambrose would probably come out to back up Reigns, get in Sheamus' face, because that's what he does.
Yeah.
I'd say main event for Raw that night is booked at that point. Sheamus yep. versus Ambrose.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
At that point, I don't know. I try to hope that the Authority's gone at this point.
Oh, yeah, the Authority's gone and The Undertaker's general manager.
You know what? Sure.
But he's like the biker dude.
Okay, yeah, he's like human being Undertaker instead of mystical wizard.
Yeah, he's not the dead man coming out for 5 minutes to announce a match like, you will face. It's just him coming out being like, yo, YouTube psycho.
Match. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Holla holla player.
Sure. So,
who have attack champs?
Let's go with...
Oh, we could be here for 3 hours.
Oh, God. It depends on what teams... What teams are active now? I can't even think. So, Primetime Players are champs. The New Day is active.
Just say the Usos.
The Usos will probably be back by then. Let's say it's them. So, Usos are champs. So, that'd be even more celebration is them coming out with Reigns.
Yeah.
Intercontinental champion will probably be
Ambrose,
sure. United States champ Kevin Owens. I'd say yep. if he gets a belt, he holds onto that thing for a long time.
Yep.
And then Divas champ, I almost don't even care. Let's say Naomi.
Fine.
No,
actually, fuck it. To be different, Charlotte.
Well, okay, sure. I'd say Charlotte comes out for a match, but her opponent never shows up, and instead we get the debut of Sasha Banks.
Okay.
So those two go at it, and I want to say Sasha Banks pulls off a surprise win, but it was a non-title match.
Yeah.
So now that feud is set up.
Yep. Good. Easy.
Tag team thing. I'd have the Usos on commentary.
Yep.
While a number one contenders match is going on between...
We don't even have to specify details. Just be like, number one contenders match between two new teams that are quite exciting, that have been around for a while, say Lucha Dragons versus a tag team that doesn't exist yet.
Okay.
The Usos are on commentary, and the Lucha Dragons wins, so that sets up a feud.
There you go. Ambrose comes out with an open challenge.
Okay.
And I almost don't even care who comes out.
Someone from NXT.
Ah, there you go. Fucking Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Baron Corbin.
Or Baron Corbin.
Bull Dempsey. But he has a stitch in his side before he gets to the fucking ring.
Yeah. Yeah, no. That's,
ramp,
you know,
the ramp is infinitely longer.
Forget Finn Balor. It's Bull Dempsey. And he gets winded.
But then again, people online would complain about that, being like, oh, this is fucking stupid. Yeah, in NXT, they have a thing where Bull Dempsey is just a fat piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's his thing now.
That's literally his character now. It's great. Jesus. I'd say at some point, Kevin Owens comes out. What?
Everyone's coming out.
Well, no, because they're all doing things, right? So Kevin Owens has a match. He just has a match with someone. Jumping. Doesn't matter. Yeah. After his match, you know, he's bragging, he's celebrating. Sami Zayn debut, possibly?
Yeah.
So you set up a feud there because Sami Zayn kicks shit out of him.
Yep.
In the main event, Sheamus, Ambrose. Reigns is probably at the commentary table, but he probably won't have a headset on.
All the while throughout the show, it's interspersed with like backstage interviews and vignettes and promos.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Not done in the new style where it's like, and with me is my guest of this time, Superstar. Pause for a pop. So, Superstar, you had a match at WrestleMania. How do you feel about your match? Superstar says, do it in the old Raw style where it's like, and I'm here with The Rock, and The Rock says, hey, shut your mouth, interviewer, I'm gonna say, know your role, shut your mouth, and this is why everyone sucks. Just have energy.
Yeah. Like an interview with Ambrose for his match with Sheamus.
Don't follow a script. Right, basically.
Right. Let people talk.
Yeah, let them act.
But I'd say something happens in the main event where Sheamus wins.
Yeah, he gets an upset victory over Ambrose.
Reigns comes out into the ring to, you know, fight him.
Yeah.
I want to say Sheamus gets an upper hand in the brawl, gets confident, cashes in.
Yep.
They have, like, a full-fledged, like, 10-minute match.
How would you end it? Because this is where I think we would have different ideas.
I would say Sheamus loses.
I would say Dean Ambrose turns on Roman Reigns and allies with Sheamus.
Oh, God.
Because Dean Ambrose is mad at Roman Reigns for winning the main title, and Ambrose is stuck with a meaningless IC belt. Because he's like, I don't want this hunk of crap, I want your hunk of crap.
I'd say if he's going to turn on Reigns, he doesn't necessarily align himself with Sheamus. Because then, I think he would... If that's his motivation for turning on Reigns, he'd want a title-for-title match.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't ally with Sheamus, he just turns on Reigns.
Sure. That, sure.
And gives Sheamus the belt and is like, belt versus belt, do it.
Yeah.
And then he wins the Extreme Rules.
I helped you, now you give me a match.
Yeah.
That works. I'm okay with that. That's,
yeah, that's Raw.
That's how we would do the Raw after WrestleMania.
Sorry if that bored anybody. Went on for like half an hour talking about how we'd book Raw.
We talked about wrestling for a very long time here.
Maybe too long.
Probably
for a non-wrestling
too long.
Show.
Yeah.